At Big Law, we're big on providing you great legal help without the big city legal fees. If you have a family law, business law, wills and estates, commercial law, or conveyancing issue, we're here to help. Make an appointment by calling us on 3482 6900 or visit us at biglaw.com.au. Now, here is your podcast.
When a business owner considers moving to a new premises, often the last thing on their mind are the technology prerequisites they require in the new building to effectively run their business. Well, today I'm joined with Stuart Old of QCS Group. Stuart, you must be surprised how many business owners actually do this.
Yes, it is quite a surprise. Sometimes the first we hear of somebody's intention to move into a new premises when they proudly present us with the lease agreement for their new place and say, check this out. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, that ends up with people not being able to have the data service that they actually require to run their business available in those locations. So the NBN is not available there at this point in time, or there's insufficient infrastructure in the ground to allow a reliable data service. And it really has the effect of crippling the business.
And I suspect, like me, that some business owners would wrongly assume that a building for lease would be automatically fitted out with what you would require in terms of data access.
It is a bit of a common misconception, but there's plenty of locations around the place where there's real limitations on what copper infrastructure is in the ground. So in a lot of cases, you can only get an ADSL-type service, which 3 years ago would have been adequate, but now with everybody moving to cloud-based services, so the servers or their files being stored remotely and in a data center or in a remote location, and everybody in the office accessing that, an ADSL service just doesn't cut the mustard anymore. It's well and truly short of being able to provide any sort of reliable service for a business in that situation.
And I bet it's a nightmare after the business actually moves in and they realise that they haven't got the specs that they require.
Yes, it is. Lead times are, in most cases, you can get any sort of data service into a location that you need, but there's cost-benefit to weigh up with those, where you might find that a data service costs considerably more than you would expect. If you're looking around $100 for an ADSL service, you know, it's possible to pay, depending on the location, into the thousands for a similar business-grade fibre service, for example.
And Stuart, what's the time frame in terms of installation if the building is actually deficient in that regard?
It does depend a little bit on location, but to just put a little bit of background to that, with so much emphasis being placed by Telstra and the other carriers, but also by the government on the rollout of the NBN. There's a lot of emphasis being put onto the actual implementation of the NBN in a lot of areas. And the trouble with that is that the other services suffer, but there's also no new infrastructure being put in by the other carriers. Right. And I think probably the worst case install times that we've seen at the moment have been up to 9 weeks, nine business weeks. And that's 45 business days, which, if you say it quickly, doesn't sound too bad, but it's a heck of a long time if you're waiting to actually have your business up and running.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the best case scenario for you, you know, with the work that you do, in terms of advance notice? What do you like to do?
If it's possible to get, you know, like a 2 month notice lead time, it's great. Though I think the people that enjoy the least disruption to their business, or the least disruption in either the relocation or the implementation of a new business, is to have. We had one just the other day. The customer sent us a list of six physical street addresses and said, these are the six places that we're looking at. Could you please give us a list of what sort of fibre services we'd have at each of these locations, and what the cost of that internet service is going to be at those places? And that immediately crossed, I think, two of the six off their list straight away. So they had they just disappeared off the list. They were no longer an item of consideration.
Right. So in a practical sense, Stuart, how do you go about, you know, determining whether or not the building is actually going to be sufficient?
We have a lot of online tools that we can use, so in most cases we don't need to go and do an on-site inspection. In some older buildings, we do prefer to go and do that because it just gives the customer a few less headaches when they actually do move in. And that's one of the other points that I wanted to actually raise, was just to, not only the data service, but also the condition of the cabling internally in the business, because that can also be quite a large expense if you go to move into a building and somebody's cut the cables off in the ceiling or something else. You may think that the place is cabled, but the cable points aren't actually terminated anywhere.
Yeah, and I suspect in some locations that would be fairly commonplace, particularly with some of these old retro buildings, you know, that people want to move into and start their business. To have those things not operational would be catastrophic.
It is, absolutely, and there's a lot of places that are also heritage listed, which comes under that, which is affected by that as well. You can't just drill a hole in a wall or in a floor and run new cable through. So it's important to make sure that the building's not heritage listed, or to be aware of whether it's heritage listed when you move into it anyway.
So, Stuart, what's the best way for business owners to reach out to you, in particular those business owners who wish to determine whether or not the building is in fact going to be fit for their purpose?
Our phone number here is 1300 858 723. I've got a bit of a checklist of the for businesses relocating or actually setting up new business, and we'll have a copy of that available on the Big Law website.
Fantastic. Excellent. Thanks, Stuart.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for listening. Need further information? Simply call 3482 6900 or visit us at biglaw.com.au.